Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
30 minutes of hell, 412-928-9370. Bring your point. Come hard, ready to go. Don't ask us how we're doing. Just get right into it and let us know what you think. Get it off of your chest because we know you're angry. Here's your chance to get it out. Start with Dave in Greentree. Dave, go.
It's Greg in Greentree.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You wasted your words.
Tom in the car. Go.
2 weeks ago, he earned the right to call out his teammates and throw them under the bus. But then, yesterday, he can't put himself in the game. He can't tell head coach, I'm ready to go. Let's go win this game. No, he has to wait till he can be vilified as the savior. No, this is bull crap. I bet he is so ticked off at Boz because we would have been talked today about how he came in and resurrected this team from the depths of a loss.
I think he's right, too.
Tom's
and mad
got some
at
good
defense.
Points.
I like it. David Chandler dropped his phone earlier because he was so flustered. So should we take him again?
Okay.
All right.
Take
go.
Two, Dave. Go.
Boswell wouldn't have been on the plane coming home. And then you had time to clean out his locker. And why didn't they let him score at the end? Just let him score and you have a minute and a half of two timeouts because you can't stop him. See ya.
Yeah, because teams let other teams score the minute and a half all the time.
Don't know if that was worth going back
right.
to, but all right. Mr. Old School in Plum.
Go. I
Bring
love
it.
Mr. Old School. Go.
Julie Andrews has her few favorite things. I have my few things I'm sick of. I'm sick of Clark Kent, wannabe Superman Ben Roethlisberger, who stays in the phone booth until the fourth quarter. I'm sick of Confucius Tomlin, who gives us platitudes all day long. I'm sick of Banana Peel Boswell, who can't stand up and make a field goal. And I'm sick of, look at me while I'm no hands defense Steelers.
Yeah. See, Mr. Old School, keep it at old school right there. I like it. I like
solid
it.
Solid
work. Julie Andrews, that's old school.
He's not afraid to criticize Mr. Old
what
School.
What is it you can't stand?
Makes you tougher.
Aaron in Pittsburgh, go.
You know what? I am so tired of Tom with everything he's saying. Everything's so obvious. You know what's obvious? You suck ass, and so does Steve Buckley.
All right. That's enough of that. All right.
Okay.
But you want to extend this for a little bit and just take a little breather on that? We'll go over our picks and then extend this?
Sure. We want to give him a couple more minutes?
It's odd. People seem to be upset this morning.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And this is festered. They slept. This is after sleeping on it. This when you wake up after you go, let me have a sleep on it. You know, let me sleep on this feeling.
I'll feel better in the morning.
They woke up and they still. So, I would love to have in see some of those if people had set up like cameras, like security cameras in their home. Last night at about I don't know what time did that game end? Right about 8 o'clock. Between 7:30 and 8.
Yeah.
Just the miserableness.
I'd die for one of those videos on social media today of someone breaking their giant screen TV because somebody did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to it. 412-928-9370. We're giving you a little overtime here to get it off your chest. Catharsis. Get it out. Make it good. 30 minutes of hell. We lead this one off with John in Canonsburg. Go, John.
He sucks. He sucks. He sucks. I am so sick of hearing about how he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. I'd love to know good at what. He can't manage a game. He can't motivate his people. He can't win a challenge. He can't manage a clock. The only thing that surprises me is with the flow of the game, he didn't bring Artie Burns in to try the field goal.
There we go.
Nice work, John.
It feels like Mike Tomlin is the object of everybody's ire this morning. Right?
Well,
I mean, it's all falling on Mike Tomlin. Here we go.
This is
as low. I think Mike Tomlin's approval rating right now is as low as it's ever
low.
Been.
Yes.
In Pittsburgh.
Fake news.
Joe and Cranberry. Go, Joe.
Yeah, Ben, Lex, Luke, Roethlisberger. The guy's a narcissist. He'll throw all his teammates, his coaches. You know why? He wants to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's never going to do it. And then you got Davey versus Goliath. This blue-collar town of Pittsburgh, Le'Veon Bell beat a billionaire. That's the bottom line.
Look at Joe.
All right, Joe.
Okay, Joe.
If you say
so. All right, I guess.
Doug in the car. Pick up the pace. Go, Doug.
Hey, Charlie Brown had better form than that Chris Boswell character. You're a professional athlete. You figure you could have some better shoes out there? Flipping like my golf spikes on a Sunday. And if we're
that's the matter here. Tomlin ain't doing too much better either. He won't pay for a challenge coach. Won't pay for Boswell to get new shoes. He's like Bob Nutting. Get out of here, Steelers.
I don't know if Tomlin is the guy who's extending the, you know,
buying spikes for guys.
Did you see all those dudes came walking out with, like, supposedly shoes and those?
Yeah, they had those big bags of shoes.
And apparently Boswell didn't put his new ones on.
He's a Switzer.
All right, Tyler in the car. Go.
I need Boswell fired immediately and replaced with a high school kicker, man. And, Ben, if you're going to be the GOAT, you can't go like that. You got to get in the game immediately, man. That's not no. Once you're cleared, you're out there. I'm so sick of this Steelers team right now. We dropped 3 mandatory wins, and I think we're going to lose the rest of this season, man. I think it's over for us.
All right. Bringing up the fact the Steelers are in first place. And if the season would end today, they would host the playoff game. It feels like that's lost on this fan base.
A lot of positivity today.
Yeah, I'm a glass half full guy. You know?
I think these people are looking ahead.
They seemingly
are.
Gronk, yeah.
They see Drew Brees.
They see bad news on the horizon. Yes. Nathan and Sewickley, go.
Yeah, I just want to know, every year you always hear that, the Steelers are at the top. They're going to be the team to beat. And every year the Steelers always play down to the competition every year, and it starts with the defense. Defense can't make a stop on the goal line. Secondary is terrible. Then you got the offensive line. They were playing against, the 31st-ranked rush defense? They couldn't open up a hole for me to run through, and I never played football in my life.
There we go. Maybe Tomlin can't win anymore because all of Cowher's players retired.
Ben's still there.
Well,
the old Cowboys
that.
Still
that's why, that's why he kept them on the sideline.
I know. Yep. This is spectacular stuff.
All right. Jason on the road. Go, Jason.
We suck. Plain and simple. Tired of hearing Tomlin sugarcoat the fact that our teams are unprepared every week. We have a quarterback that's a diva. He loves to sit there and be a drama queen. You're a Hall of Famer standing on the sideline watching the lead slip away, and you do nothing to get back in the game. And a kicker that gets paid and can't kick worth a I'm not even going to say
preemptive buzzer on Jason.
Ben Roethlisberger, the fact that we're talking about Mike Tomlin, he should be wholly criticized today. But that Ben Roethlisberger didn't be like, get out of the way, I got this, and check himself into this football game, I'll never understand that. I'm so past that as I don't know if the events as presented to us really went down as they say.
If not, somebody needs to speak up.
They did, Mike Tomlin needs to be fired today. Yeah. If it went
That's
down
it
exactly
to.
As it was laid out. All right, go ahead.
All right, you get to put a cap on it. MJ in Pittsburgh, go.
All right, here's your killer bees. Butler, Burns, and Boswell. Get him out of here. Free Uber ride to the Pittsburgh International Airport on me. And get some quarters, because this is ridiculous. I'm out.
Out. MJ's out. Out.
On the way to the airport.
Jim, how did that 30 minutes of hell go?
That was pretty good. Good. No, there were some angry people.
Started a little slow, but the rage built.
It picked the pace definitely picked up. People were inspired by other people's anger.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that it was like a groundswell, if you will.
Yes. We even had a guy go after Art.
I know.
In a very lawyerly way.
Billionaires, too.
That's true. Yeah, we heard that.
Uh-huh. And Spikes, too.
Well, and Mike Tomlin needs to spend the money for a coach, a challenge coach.
Yes. It's Mike Tomlin's money he needs to spend.
Hey, Art, you know what? I'd like a challenge coach. Well, it's going to come out of your pay.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to do it then. How much are we thinking of paying a guy? $12 an hour. Well, he's just a game day employee, actually. Well, I think we can maybe do it. Case of beer and a gift certificate to the History Center. Oh, I think we can do
it. Done. Book it. We got the guy.
Come on.
We're on the Apollo there right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.